Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I am Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass on the 1-2s and threes. And, of course, we mentioned that we've got some playoff baseball happening right now. And I tell you what, don't look now, but the New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, are right back in this thing after a three-run home run from Aaron Judge, who, man, I'll tell you what, is there a more maligned and superstar right now? But he hits a three-run jack in the bottom of the fourth, 6-6. Toronto Yankees in a pivotal game. Well, I mean, if they lose it, they're done. All right, let's jump out to the internet, apparently, and Zoom and the YouTube and all the things as we Fan University's own jack of all trades over here, the one, the only college guru, Mr. Carter Freeman. And Carter Freeman, we just did a fair foul, and I know you're a Tolo and you're a fatty. So do you agree that one of the reasons why men with higher IQs, you know, struggle with finding girlfriends, and I feel like that's pretty much the issue you have, is that you're so much smarter than all these women, you just, it's hard for you right now.
Sure, maybe we can go with that. I'll take the compliment.
Roasting Carter on his first appearance.
No, it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world. Finding a woman at his level, hard to do. I guess you should join a Mensa group. Okay, how excited are you?
I'll just talk to you guys instead.
Use that as a ploy. Say, hey, I talked to Finn after dark.
That's right. Booster. So, see, I can talk with the plebs too. Okay, so there you go. How excited are you for Saturday's game?
I'm always excited for OU Texas, but I was talking about this on Fan University last Saturday, how this game takes 10 years off my life. Like watching it for those 3 hours, it just stresses me out so much. Unlike any other game that OU plays any given year, I am an OU grad. So I'm very excited because of the way that OU has looked on the defensive side of the ball, especially. They have four defensive tackles I think would start at any SEC school. That's how good and deep they've gotten on the trenches. But I think a lot of it does hinge on if John Mateer is going to play or not, which it sounds like he really, really wants to. It's all about him healing his thumb. But the news from Pete Thamel today was that he's pushing to play. And if Mateer plays and the defense plays anything like they have this season, maybe I'll only lose like 8 years of my life watching this game instead of 10.
Let's get to the real reason everyone's here, Carter. When you have that Red River rivalry versus Texas and OU, everyone is wondering, of course, what you said about John Mateer, if he'll play, makes that game 10 times more hype at the Cotton Bowl. Will you see a better and improved Arch Manning than what we saw pretty much the entire season, especially what we saw against Florida, or will we see the same old Arch on Saturday?
You know, college football is so unpredictable that, yeah, Arch could absolutely come out and light things up on Saturday, but it's really hard for me to say I would expect something like that, just given what we've seen, especially because their last game where Texas loses to Florida, they're coming off an open week. So they have 2 weeks to prepare for that game, to look at how bad they've looked on offense for most of the season. And then they come out and on the first drive of that game, they just get bullied. And the offensive line is a major weakness where
Agreed.
the left side of it especially just does not block like it did last year. Florida was in the Texas backfield a lot in this game. And Florida has a good defense. Like, they were only allowing 17 points a game going into that Texas game, and they were still 1-3, if it shows you how bad their offense was. But on the other side, Texas is supposed to have this vaunted defensive line, and they just got pushed around. And DJ Lagway diced them up. And so it's – college football is very unpredictable. And this is a rivalry game. And you always love to say, throw the rankings out. These are two teams that are just going to be even – especially in this game, right? Because you've seen OU ranked high, Texas beat him. You've seen Texas ranked high, OU ends up beating him. But I think if you're looking for an Arch Manning bounce back game, this is not the one to look for. Maybe the next week at Kentucky.
Outside of Arch and John Mathieu, the quarterbacks that have been beloved this college football season, for better or worse, what's another storyline that you're following for this Red River rivalry on Saturday?
Well, it is such a, for Brent Venables at OU, this was a make or break year. And the way that OU's played throughout these first couple games has made it seem like he's figured things out. You go out and buy Mathieu in the portal. You bring his offensive coordinator, John Arbuckle, with you Ben Arbuckle, excuse me. John Arbuckle's the Garfield character, I think. But you bring in, you know, all these names and these players, and it's working. And so seeing his defense, too, in year four, finally get to the point where you saw the Clemson defenses that he coached when he was with Clemson years ago, even some of the OU defenses in the mid-2000s, like, he's finally been here long enough to get the defense to his level, and he's had players in that system that have really played in it for a while and really have adapted to it well. So just content to see if they can do what they've done against Michigan, against Auburn in the SEC, because they do have a gauntlet of a schedule. But with Mathieu playing and the way their defense plays, you got to feel like they have a shot in any game, where as last year, their offense just did not give them a shot at all.
Real quick, two things. One, I mean, we know Mathieu wants to play, but it's a thumb issue, right, that he's dealing with. And yeah. So I guess the question is, I mean, you know, hey, we all, there's all things we want to do, but is it in OU's best interest if, you know, he's kind of touch and go as to whether or not, you know, could you aggravate it? Because at the end of the day, I'd like to think you could beat Texas with your backup quarterback, right? I mean, do you really want
to say, but
you know
it's
what I'm
true.
Saying? I mean, Texas does not look good. Let's call it what it is. And so, you know, do you want to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul when, okay, you just got through this win with your backup and, you know, the bigger prize is going to the college football playoff, is it not? If you're OU?
It is, but this is a rivalry game. So that brings a certain thing out of people.
True.
And, you know, Coach Venables has been very, like, you know, he's kept the Mathieu status close to his vest. He's like, I'm not, when he's available, I'll tell you. So yeah, there is still like a mystery of if, you know, he will actually play. But John Mateer's from Little Elm. He's a local kid.
Yeah.
He grew up watching that game.
This is
I'm
huge
sure
for
he
him.
Wanted to play in it. This could be his only year at OU. And the nature of the injury is it's about a 3-week injury. So the day of the game would be, I think, 3 or 4 days before the 3-week mark.
Okay.
So it's right around the time where it would be allegedly fully healed. And I've been saying this all season, the dude is just a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, if he's not, if there's no risk of him injuring that thumb again, I think he's going to be out there.
And this is non-throwing, correct?
Thing, no, it is. It's his throwing hand.
Oh, it
and
is
to
his
that
throwing
point,
hand. Okay.
After he injured it against Auburn, he went 16 of 17 to win that game with an injured thumb. So if he's 60-70%, he's going to play in this game and he's going to, you know, do his thing, because that's what he's done all season.
Well, we got the polls time for you guys that have not had a chance to see where the college football polls. I'm going to rattle them off and I'm going to leave the floor to Carter to let us know what he thinks about the polls, who should have risen, who rose, and all that good jibber jabber. At one, it's still going to be Ohio State. They've been at one since Texas stopped being good at football. Miami, they move up a spot. They are the 5-0 in the year. They're at number 2, the Oregon Ducks. And that boy, DeCorian Moore, Dante Moore, they are balling over there. They drop a spot. They're at the 3 spot, 5-0. Ole Miss in the 4 spot. They are undefeated. Texas A&M, gig them at the 5 spot, undefeated this year. Oklahoma, 5-0 as well. They're at the 6 spot. They actually drop. Texas A&M moves in front of them. Indiana at the 7 spot. They move up. Everybody I'm about to read up moves up 2 or 3 spots because of a name that I'm not about to say, and you hit us in a second. Alabama in the 8 spot. They're 4-1 on the year. Tech 5-0 at the 9 spot. Georgia at 10, rounding out our 10 at 4-1. LSU right behind them at 4-1. Tennessee behind them at 4-1. Georgia Tech, a lot of clamor about them. They move up 5 spots. They're at 5-0 at the 13th spot. Missouri, 5-0 at the 14 spot. Michigan at 4-1 behind them. Notre Dame at 3-2 at the 16. Illinois 5-1 on the season. They're at 17. BYU undefeated on the season. They're at 18. The Virginia 5-1 at the 19. Vandy 5-1. They've had some impressive games this year. They're at 20. Arizona State 4-1 at 21. And they're rounding out your bottom four. Iowa State at 5-1. They drop 8 spots. Memphis at 23. They're undefeated on the year. South Florida, USF at 4-1 at the 24 spot. And then our last spot goes to Florida State at 3-2. They drop 7 spots. Not making it. No Cincinnati. No University of Texas. They are the fastest team to fall out of the AP top 25 after being the preseason number one. It only took them 5 weeks. And then Penn State as well out of the top 25. Your reactions to anything I just read, Carter?
Well, you read a lot. I thought you were going to go through the entire receiving votes category too, because there's like 15 teams.
There is. There's a bunch. There's a bunch. North Texas on there as well. 16 receiving votes.
And I do want to talk about UNT's upcoming game against South Florida
Friday night. Let's go.
Just as far as the top 10 goes, I would put Miami at one. If I was a voter in the AP poll, they have three wins over teams that are currently ranked, which is Notre Dame, South Florida, and then Florida State this last weekend. And they were pretty dominant in most of those games. The Notre Dame one was the closest, but for most of that game, Miami imposed their will on both the offense and the defense. And that really set the tone for how they've played for a lot of the rest of the season. So just given that, and they beat Florida as well, who just beat Texas, right? So I think the value of that win is higher too. So Ohio State's allowing literally like 5 points a game. I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that through five games, they're allowing 5 points a game. That's how good their defense has been. But given that Texas has fallen off a tad, that win doesn't look as good anymore. And Miami's looked really like the best team in the country. And you can say Oregon has the best win in the country. Even if Penn State falls off, winning at Happy Valley in a whiteout game, I think to me, that's worth a lot. But I think Miami should be first, and we're getting real ticky-tack because I don't think any team is like – we don't have a 2019 LSU or a, you know, trying to think of another like a 2001 Miami that's just the absolute dominant like going like, you know, wire to wire. We don't have that this year. And in the transfer portal era, I don't know if we will. But just from what we've seen so far, I think Miami's definitely the best team in the country. And I would have Texas Tech higher too. Like, I legitimately think
That'll change after Saturday.
Yes, that's right, because they do play Kansas. We'll see about that. And this is, you know, Jalen Daniels has actually stayed healthy for you, Fred.
He really has. And I'll tell you what, real quick, I was stunned at the defensive adjustments that Leipold made at halftime, because that is one thing he has not done well in his tenure at KU, is actually make defensive adjustments. UCF didn't score in the entire second half, which I was shocked at how well that defense played.
Okay, I will throw a little asterisk on this because I watched the final quarter of that game. UCF had the Kansas tried to let UCF win that game.
They sure did.
Because UCF got into the Kansas red zone I don't know,
three
17
straight
times.
Yeah, no, it was
and
a
they
lot.
Had, you know, all these penalties that were, you know, Kansas kept committing, and UCF just couldn't take advantage.
No,
they
couldn't.
It was just wild.
It pains me to say this, but I've watched him play a couple times this year. My cousin went there, so that's my only caveat. Could this Alabama-Mizzou game be sneakily the best game of the weekend?
I don't think in a weekend where Red River is happening.
Well, I mean from a... I mean in the sense of actual competition. I could see you guys beating Texas by 2-3 scores. I'm talking about actual competition on the field.
I'm glad you believe that, because I always have questions going into that game. Mizzou, it's funny, Mizzou has the old Penn State quarterback, Bo Prabula, who's looked really, really good through his first five games, and Missouri's sitting there undefeated. So, like, it's funny that, you know, Penn State loses a quarterback, and the one they have stinks now, and we don't have to get all into that. It's Penn State's not what we're talking about. No. I'm never picking them to win anything.
Please don't.
Again. But, 100%, like, Bama seems rejuvenated. Like, Ty Simpson, their quarterback, has looked like a Heisman contender ever since they lost to Florida State. And that loss to FSU, Bama didn't have their best running back, Jam Miller. So he's come back, and their running game's gotten a little better, which opens up the passing game, right? And Bama comes off a win against Vandy. But I feel like Missouri is still kind of an unknown. So they'll get this game at home, and it could really launch them into, the national conversation in a way that they're not now.
Exactly.
But when they played last year, Bama beat them, I think, 30-0. And that game was in Tuscaloosa, different quarterback, different year, different team, I know, but it that I will believe in Missouri when I see it.
That's
And they
it.
have the perfect chance to do so this weekend.
You got Fernando Mendoza going against Dante Moore, Indiana, Oregon, a top 10 matchup. That's the one I'm most geeked for. Kind of talk us through that matchup and then any other matchup that we did not mention. We should have our eyeballs on this weekend in college football. Fun rivalry weekend.
Okay, well, like I said, the North Texas is undefeated.
Come
They are
on.
hosting number 24 South Florida this Friday in Denton. They're doing a blackout. That game is going to be awesome. I'm going to be there. Blake, if you would like me to call in from the stadium at halftime
Gotta do
for a
it.
live report,
Have to do it.
please pencil
Only if
that in
we're
on
up.
Friday. Only if we're up. Well, at halftime, I feel like at halftime we can relitigate the first half, right? And
Yeah.
that even if UNT could be down, which I don't expect them to be, I think they will win that game.
Let's go. Master Maker.
Oregon and Indiana are number one and number three in ESPN's SP Plus. So even beyond their just AP poll rankings, the numbers just say these are two of the three best teams in the country in a way that this game will 100% be electric. I love Kurt Cignetti. I think that of all of the teams in the Big Ten that have these wild cross-country travels now, Indiana's the one where it hasn't affected them at all. I mean, you saw last year they went to UCLA in like their first, one of their first, second games of the year, and they just beat them by 40 points. And even when Penn State went to USC last year, they beat them in overtime. So, like Indiana, when they beat teams, they beat them big. And I don't think they're going to beat Oregon big because after they go to Penn State and beat them, I'm absolutely in on the Ducks. But you just can't write off Indiana. And I was ready to at the beginning of the year. I thought it was a fun story last year that wouldn't really translate into anything of substance this year. But then, they go and beat Illinois, a team I believed in, by 50 something points. So it's just really hard to think that this is going to turn into a, any sort of blowout on either side. Oregon's a 7.5 point favorite. This should be a very close game. And if Indiana wins this, are we talking about potential Big Ten champion Indiana? Could you ever think we would say that?
It is a considering where Indiana was, and I would love to see this. Indiana's the standard for football or for basketball schools, right? I mean, at least that's what I feel like. I mean, I tell people on
They
KU Twitter,
were.
we need to get where Indiana is, right? Like that's the goal, as far as I'm concerned. Last thing, and try to be as unbiased as possible, and I know you will be.
Hard to be.
I expect Texas to lose on Saturday. Now, if it's a tit for tat, this thing goes down to the wire and just Mateer outduels Arch, I think it's a win for Texas in the sense that, hey, you can live with the fact that right now Mateer is a better quarterback than Arch Manning. If they go out and look as bad as they did the last, against, if he goes out and looks as bad as he did against Florida, as bad as he did against Ohio State at times, what does this rest of this Texas season look like?
I mean, not good because if you look at their schedule, I'm going to pull it up really quick right here.
Oh, they got they yeah, it's rough after this OU game.
Exactly. It's an SEC schedule. Last year, there was a lot of talk of, oh, well, Texas got the easy end of the stick, right? And they played all the lower tier teams in the SEC. Well, they beat the crap out of all of them because they were a good team.
They were a good
But
team.
you've seen
Now,
so
you
much
should
of
beat
the.
Kentucky. They're not great. You should beat Mississippi State. They're not great, although we thought they should beat Florida too, though. Then you're home to Vandy, all right? And Vandy's a lot better team. Then you got Georgia. You're at Georgia. Arkansas sucks this year. And then, of course, you got Texas A&M that you're home to. So not the worst schedule in the world, but, could you get some get right maybe?
I don't expect that this weekend because I'm a huge believer in
Well,
the
not this
Venables
weekend. No, not
defense.
this weekend. Not this
But
weekend.
it's just hard to think they could get a bounce back when they couldn't do it against
Florida.
UTEP or San Jose State. Like,
Seriously.
is that wasn't just on Arch, that was on a lot of the other players on the team too. So if they can't do that again in their, quote unquote weaker non-con competition, like I know Kentucky's probably the worst team in the SEC this year, but that's still a road game. Arch showed he couldn't handle a road environment the last game. So, and you mentioned Mississippi State. They're way better than they were last year. So, like, it's just, I don't think things are going to spiral to a losing record. But if you could be potentially looking at, 7-5, 8-4. If you continue to play like you've played, they got to make changes fast.
What's the score prediction? Are you saving that for your show? That's fair.
I haven't really given it thought. I will just say it's going
to
be a low
72-5.
I would love that. Yeah. No, 72-7, but it's an Iowa touchdown. It's two safeties and a field goal for Texas.
I love it.
Is how they end up scoring. This is going to be a low scoring game. I think if Mateer plays, he's not going to be 100%. So that's going to hinder the OU offense a bit. And then, OU can't run the ball worth anything. But if Hawkins plays, I have questions about him. Even against Kent State, he sidearms the ball a lot to the point where I'm kind of like, I just needed to see a little more consistency to have more confidence going into this game. But I'm thinking both teams are going to score under 20 points. Like, if you score 20 in this game, you're going to win.
All right. Tell the folks at home. I mean, look, what do you guys call your show, people? Fannies? Is that people that love fan universities? Because if that's...
Unis.
Fanuis.
Fanuis.
So you guys are the first ever fannies. Okay? We haven't come up with a name yet. So
pitch it to Reetma. See what he thinks. See what Reetma thinks.
Yeah. I'll pitch it in the group chat because we were chatting earlier. So I'll throw that in there. Fan University, 9 to noon every Saturday. This is actually the first weekend we'll all be in studio together.
About time, dear God. Get it together.
I've been in Norman. Jake's been in Utah. Brendan's been in Lubbock. Like, we're boots on the ground.
Jake's just been avoiding you guys.
And cover them. So
good.
But we'll preview OU Texas, Alabama, Missouri, Oregon, Indiana. And look, this is what I always say is you can look at a week of the season and think, oh, there's not a lot of big games. I bet a lot of people thought that last weekend. Then Penn State loses to a team that didn't have a win, who just fired their head coach, right? Texas goes on the road and loses to Florida. Like, there is never a dull weekend in this sport. And in my write-ups, you can read on the fans' website, 105throughthefan.com, there's so much fun, goofy stuff that I love about the sport that I try and, like, collect that just spend all Saturday watching college football. I don't know what more to say. Like, it's the best sport in the world.
Shameless plug for the website. Check them out. You will be glad that you did. Take KU in the points. That's all I got to say. Carter, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We look forward to the show on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Appreciate you, big man. That is
the first
Carter
rendition.
Freeman. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, coming up next, a little something we like to call high school reunion. Let's talk a little high school football. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We're also going to do Tolos on the telephone at 940. We don't normally do it this late, but you know what? We're opening it up to whatever you want to discuss. You got 45 seconds. You want to talk Cowboys, you want to talk Mavs, whatever, high school, it doesn't matter. You got 45 seconds to do it, but that's going down at 940. But coming up next, DeSoto Duncanville week. Who you repping and who you repping high school wise? Let's talk about it next. Don't go anywhere,
fans. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
After dark. Welcome back to the Fan After. Wow.
Dark.
Wow. Just coughing, gagging, the whole nine. What are we doing here?
Wow.
What are we doing here?
I got a salt and vinegar chip right in my throat pipe right as I was about to introduce the show.
Yeah. But you're back.
I'm back. I'm back.
From the 682 North Crowley, class of 07, hashtag 817, go Panthers. Let's see, from the 214, shout out to Coach McGuire, the greatest coach ever. CHHS 06 state champs. That's what, Cedar Hill, right? Cedar Hill High School?
Could be Colleyville Heritage High School, too.
Nah, I seriously doubt that.
Okay.
Nah, I seriously doubt that.
We called ourselves CHHS.
Yeah, but did you have Coach McGuire?
I mean, I wasn't there in 08, so, or 06, so. I was seven years old.
They didn't talk about the state championship in 06? Then that's probably not you, then.
It's probably not us.
Just a hunch. Just a hunch.
Yeah, especially in Texas, if you win a state title, you can't really go a whole lot of places in town without seeing some sort of nod to it.
Oh, absolutely not.
Coach McGuire.
I was about to say, in most Texas towns, I feel like it's like right on like the giant, what is it called? Like those water silos or whatever they're called.
From the 4-6, it is Cedar Hill. All right, so shout out to that. That's what I thought. McGuire was at Cedar Hill, so shout out to you for giving us that information. From the 4-6-9, salt and vinegar chips are the worst flavor. I'm not convinced they're
Disagree.
Not.
Disagree.
No, they're definitely not the worst flavor.
They're definitely not the worst flavor. What do we think real quick before we get back into this high school football?
Could rattle off 15 more.
I mean, I think Takis are disgusting.
That's the best flavor, so wrong answer.
I agree with Fred on this one. Takis.
No, can't stand them.
Nope, they're great. The worst is like cheddar. Just like Ruffles cheddar flavored. I feel like I'm 700 pounds eating those. So I'm going to go cheddar at the one spot. Anything that's all it says where it's just, you're just eating cheese on chips.
Yeah. I was going to say like the only one I would say that like, I feel like I would allow that's just cheese flavor. Like you're talking about is like Cheetos.
You see, I'm not an original Cheetos guy. It's got to be jalapeno on there. Just straight up just cheese on that. I feel like I'm on my biggest loser when I eat those and I don't do it often.
All right, this is from our girl, Maya Taylor. She is with the Dallas Morning News and one of our favorites as far as writing, you know, covering all things prep high school here in the DFW. Longtime rivals DeSoto and Duncanville, they meet this week for a key District 11-6A matchup. Now, what's crazy is we are going into week 7 of the high school season, all right? Duncanville is 2-1.
They played three games.
Duncanville's only played three games.
You've heard that right. Yeah.
They've had two byes, and now one of them, their games got canceled, correct? Didn't we, or did it? Because, when I was going back to their schedule.
They only had eight games, which as far as I know, like you play 10 district or 10 regular season
You're
games.
You're supposed to play 10 games.
Yeah.
So they're on pace to play eight this year.
If one got rained out at the beginning of the season because so many schools around the Metroplex were affected by that, so many schools either had to reschedule or cancel. North Crowley, I've been calling a lot of North Crowley games.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, they had rain delays, so no cancellations there. But yeah, even so, if they had one cancellation, that's one thing, but two, to only play eight games, that's crazy.
So Duncanville, which they'll host this year's game. They beat DeSoto last year 42-20. And, of course, they went on to win the District 11-6A title. Now, Duncanville lost to Waxahachie a couple weeks ago, 28-27. And then the very next week, DeSoto went out and beat the brakes off of Waxahachie 40-17. So I think this is going to be a close game. I know a lot of folks. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go Duncanville. I'm going to go Duncanville finds a way to win this game. DeSoto's kind of, now I get it. They lost their first two games. They've won, what, I think three straight since then. Hell, they got 70 put up on them by that school from Georgia, but don't sleep on Duncanville. I guess my only concern with Duncanville is, like I said, we're going into week seven. They've played three games.
Not a lot of reps. So that's why I'm taking the DeSoto Eagles.
Okay.
They got the reps. They're out there in the trenches. They're taking down the, what, 2-1 Duncanville Panthers.
Yeah.
Not enough film out there. Give me DeSoto. Give me the Eagles getting it done. Who's kind of their impact player, Fred? Anybody from both sides that we should have our eyeballs on?
Don't give me the line on that. Okay. Like I said, I'll tell you what, like right now, see, for our Mythical High School football show, I cover the Houston, San Antonio, and Austin areas, right? So like today I had on, who did I have on today? Coach Hatcher. From Austin Anderson, who coached it at DeSoto for 7 years, and then my boy Coach Coates from over at Cedar Park in the Woodlands, and he also coached at DeSoto. I tell you what, the coaching tree that DeSoto has put out is quite impressive.
Is it the best?
Well.
The 214 says, shout out to Bailey, first time listener, trying to get him hooked. Shout out Bailey.
Do it. Shout out to you, Bailey.
Shout out your high school too. This is the time to text it in 877-881-1053. If your high school, you went there. You got kids that went there. Maybe you're currently going there. Shout out your high school, and we'll give it a little shout out for their game this weekend. Even if they're trash, because that happened last time, right? Someone sent in a school that wasn't very good.
Somebody did, and somehow we went down the, what, tech or polytech or something like that, and they're all.
Yes, polytech was mentioned.
I'll tell you what happened. Somebody shouted out Arlington Heights, who was 5-0, and then we looked at their strength of schedule, and they've basically played like, you know, a bunch of homeschools, essentially. Sarad Baker from DeSoto is Baker's run for 217 yards and three touchdowns last week in the win over Waxahachie. He's been one of the best running backs in the Dallas area. Obviously, he's going to need to have a big game as well if he's going to handle business. And then I'll tell you what. Let's see. I want to say the kid from, is it Duncanville? His name's the greatest.
Wow.
We talked about this yesterday.
That's his actual name, or that's what just everyone calls him?
I kid you not. His name, because me and Chiafalo were talking about this yesterday. His name is literally the greatest. I kid you not.
Hold on.
What's his parents' names?
Because I called Joe. The DeSoto North Crowley game. There was one kid I have to make sure I had his name right.
While y'all are doing that, from the 682, shout out to Justin Kimball. 817, shout out to Bowie, volunteers in the house, class of 99. That's from the 817. Shout out to the 469, the Trinity Trojans. You gotta put who you're playing this week so we can.
Yeah, exactly. So we can watch it. And then what I'll do is I'll love them up. Now, I won't be able to love them up on this week's Mythical High School football show because I will not be there. Let's see here. Legend. Well, the kid's name is Legend. It might be the Duncanville quarterback then. So Legend Howell is the name of.
We got Legend versus the Greatest.
Legend versus the Greatest. I mean, yeah, you can't make this stuff up. You really, really can't. Legend Howell is the name of DeSoto's quarterback.
Yep.
And then I'm pretty sure the kid from Duncanville's name is the greatest. He's like a sophomore. Let's double check this.
Who are we taking? Legend or the greatest?
I mean, I'm kind of wanting to. I mean, I said Duncanville was my pick, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with it.
I'm going to go with Duncanville only because, you know, I'm sure they lost a lot of guys graduating, transferring, whatever, but Duncanville is still Duncanville, and until proven otherwise, I'm riding with the Panthers.
Okay.
We do got Bowie versus Martin this week, though. Bowie is hosting the game at Choctaw, the old Ranger Stadium,
on
Thursday. So that'll be always it was always fun playing Bowie. Shout out to Martin, baby. Let's get the dub this week.
I'm prepared to hit the dump button, but there is a DeSoto player whose name is Ethan Feaster.
Okay.
His nickname is Booby.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, Booby Gibson. Booby's a fairly common nickname.
But with the last name is a little crazy.
Okay, so the Duncanville quarterback. Okay, so the DeSoto's quarterback's name is Legend Howell.
I've heard of him before.
Duncanville's quarterback is named Maximus the Great Denson.
Wow.
That is his name.
I think I know Legend. I think he used to be on a team that me and Clay coach.
Okay.
Because I'm like, that sounds so familiar. Yeah. I think he was on one of our 7-on-7 teams when me and Clay would do like off-season stuff. And I'm pretty sure he was the quarterback. So now he's a quarterback at Duncanville or DeSoto?
DeSoto. And DeSoto. Max.
Oh, I'm definitely going with DeSoto then, okay, baby. And DeSoto by 100.
And Maximus the Great Denson, who's 6 foot, 185, and has two offers right now, Texas State and UTSA. Look, Maximus the Great, okay? I mean, are you kidding me right now? I'm riding. Okay, so you're riding with DeSoto.
Easy now.
I'm riding with Duncanville. We're excited about it. You should be too. And that game will be on. I want to say it'll be on here locally as well. But like I said, I'll be out of town on Friday. I got to go see my son play football again. He's nursing a sore ankle. We'll see how he turns out to how much he plays on Friday. But DeSoto, Duncanville, we're locked in. And you should be too. So
shout out to Ferris High School from the 972 facing Sunnyvale this Friday.
Okay,
972. Shout out to Plano Senior High School playing at Prosper on Friday.
From the 817, Booby Feaster, my boy.
Should I read the end quote?
He's really talented, but I was calling the game and I was just like, I just don't know that I can say that nickname and last name on this broadcast.
We just did, didn't we?
Yeah, no, but I was just like, I didn't really feel
fine.
Comfortable.
You're fine.
469, Trinity versus Timber Creek. Let's bounce back. Trojans? Did I say Trojans?
There's a kid playing on the Cleburne Yellow Jackets named Major Marvel. I mean, these names have gotten out of control, I'll tell you what.
We're getting to it early. You know how they always do, like, crazy names in college football? It's crazy names in high school. They come from somewhere, so.
From the 979, we played Polytechnic in basketball when I was in high school, and they only had 6 kids eligible to play.
Very Polytech. So, very Polytech. Was one of them the coach?
It's amazing. I mean, how do they
player even coach.
How do they even have an athletics program?
Remember, you said it's a magnet school. Like, there's like a bunch of smart kids over there.
Which, exactly. So why
are they, though? Do we even know that for a fact? We just kind of guessed
that. Here's the thing. Well, I mean, if these kids aren't that interested in sports, why are we even having programs?
They're not interested.
They're clearly not. I mean, they're the running joke of football and basketball. 6 kids eligible to play. What are we doing?
I think when we played them in football, their tallest kid had to be like 5'8".
That's absurd.
Tallest.
That's absurd. All right, coming up next, it's Tolos on the telephone, okay? You guys have been feisty. I mean, I've had people going at me for pretty much the entire show. We'll see how you guys are feeling about this. 877-881-1053. That's the phone number. 877-881-1053.
Shout out your high school.
Tolos on the telephone. It's open. Okay. You don't just two things. Don't ask us how we're doing.
You can ask me.
And no curse words. Okay. That's the only thing we ask.
If
no
you curse words. You will be dropped.
You'll get dropped. Okay. And you will get a shadow ban at that point. Okay. You can still listen to the show. You just can't call in. All right. For a week. You're banned for a week from calling in. All right. So that's how it's going down. 877-81-1053. You've got 45 seconds. Cowboys, Mavericks, high school. Are you too smart for your girlfriend? That's why you're single. Whatever. You know it.
Dating advice. We're here.
Dating advice. We're here for. Or dating questions. You got a question for me and Blake. If you're the face for content girl and you're listening, let us know. Lots of good dudes. Don't go anywhere. We'd love to hear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From you. Appreciate that, Mr. Ross Lubinsky. We've got a handful of text messages streaming in today on this Tuesday night. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Tolo's on the telephone. We normally do it a little bit earlier in the show, but as Blake and I were talking earlier today, we said, you know what, let's tinker with some ideas. Let's tinker with some different, segment slottings, if you will. And, we've done it earlier, but we figured, all right, maybe if a little later in the show, it's kind of hit or miss. It's a risky proposition because, A, do people want to call in this late? But I said, you know what, let's take the rails off.
What is on the screen right now?
That looks like some sort of 3D leprechaun, maybe. Well, it's Tubi. That tells
that
you all you need
scary.
To know. That tells you all you need to know right there. So, again, you can talk about whatever you want, Tolo's on the telephone-wise. It's 9:40. You guys know how we do in the 9:40 hour, all right? It's usually a little wild. You know, as Blake likes to say, take your shoes off, kick back, and relax, all right? So 877-881-1053, light the phone lines up. And again, just A, don't ask me how I'm doing. You can ask Blake because he doesn't care. And don't cuss. And then somebody said, well, you guys cuss. You can say ass, all right? But we don't cuss, all right? So let's go out to Christian and Dallas to kick things off. What's up, Christian and Dallas?
How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing phenomenal, Christian.
That's lovely. I just want to say I hope Dallas is excited for the Mavericks this year. I mean, we're not going to have the superstar talent of Luka anymore, but, man, we got Cooper Flagg, and he's going to be amazing.
You're right.
He looked awesome last night.
He did, didn't he?
What was your favorite thing you saw from Cooper in preseason game one?
I just thought he looked calm out there. I thought when he was bringing the ball up, he looked like a natural. Like, he didn't score as much as he, like, you know, dominance. But he was facilitating when he drove through the double teams.
Yep.
I thought that was something that was good to see.
I thought Cooper looked uber comfortable. I think you hit it right on the nail. I see on here you also want to talk a little Panthers-Cowboys. You got a spicy prediction for us. Rico Dowdle's coming back in town. How are you feeling for that game on Sunday?
I hate to tell y'all, but I am a Panthers fan, so keep counting.
That's all right.
Let's go Bryce Young. Let's go Tedrone McMillan.
Okay.
Give me a score prediction.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game because both of our defenses aren't very good.
Got that right.
Go like 27-24 Panthers.
Oh! Christian from the top turnbuckle.
Hey, Rico might have 500 yards.
All right, Christian in Dallas, 27-24 Carolina. I hope he's wrong. All right, let's go out to good call, Christian. You're welcome to call back anytime. Let's go out to Rodney in Waco. What's up, Rodney in Waco?
Hey, I'm just loving the way the Cowboys looked last weekend.
Love it. Love it. What do you love most specifically about it, Rodney and Waco?
Our offense is scoring points, and our defense was holding people down.
Held them to 3 points in the first half. We haven't seen that from this defense, Rodney. Do you think they can keep up what they did in the first half versus the Jets against the Panthers this upcoming week?
I don't think the Panthers are better than the Jets.
Yeah, look, Roddy, that's not a bad take. I don't think it's, you know, but I do think they're better offensively. I mean, I do think Bryce Young's a better quarterback than Justin Fields, so I think you do have that to worry about. I mean, he can't actually hit wide receivers, you know, further than 20 yards down the field. So you do, and Tet McMillan is turning into a pretty good wide receiver.
Well, I mean, yes, but below medium grade is still below medium grade.
Mm. You're not wrong about that. Here's the real question we got to ask you, Rodney and Waco. Are you married, Rodney, or are you single?
Single.
Single. Do you think that it's hard? Do you think that because you're smarter than the smarter you are, that that's why it's a hard time? You're having a hard time finding a woman because you're so smart?
That may be the only reason I ever called in here to this show.
It's because you're so smart, or what? Or is that because of our fair foul earlier?
Oh, no. I mean, I've got a 147 IQ.
Smartest listeners on the station right here are fatties. Rodney and Waco, real quick, not to get too personal, what do you do for a living, Rodney?
I'm a personal shopper.
A personal?
Talk about a dope job.
Like all day?
If you don't know what it is, you can ask me.
Well, we got about. Tell you what, give me 15 seconds. We may have to do this another time because we're up against it. And I got a full board of calls. 10 seconds, and we'll dive into this again later on because we're going to do tolls on the telephone again the rest of this week. But 10 seconds or less, what is it?
I shop for anything from any store for anybody.
I love to hear it, Rodney and Waco. We need it. We're going to continue this at another time, Rodney and Waco. Great stuff from you. I want to hear from you again. Let's go out to Jeff in Ennis. Don't know if he's got near as cool a job as Rodney as Waco. Jeff in Ennis, what's going on, bro?
No, I definitely don't have a big job. That's okay. Hey, I got a quick question, random question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Would you rather take a Texas Rangers, a Dallas Stars, or a Dallas Mavericks guaranteed championship in the next 6 years? Or a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl appearance? Not guaranteed they're going to win, but an appearance in one.
What a great question!
That's a
great question. What a great question, Jeff Ennis.
I think I'm just gonna say it. I don't know if it's the right answer, but it's the Cowboys Super Bowl appearance because the other three teams have been competitive.
Yeah,
and they can do it, and they can show even if they don't get it within that span, they can still be something. The Cowboys have not been postseason competitive since I've been alive. So if they made it to a Super Bowl and lost, that would.
Just going to a Super Bowl, this city would explode.
I already told my friends in college, I was like, close friends who know like my obsession with that team, like, I want like y'all to be there when that day comes so I can experience
the Rangers. The Rangers have won in my lifetime. The Mavericks have won in my lifetime. And technically the Stars have. I was like one.
Yeah, you were an infant.
The Cowboys have never even been competitive, but great question.
All right, two people left. We might have time for a third if you sneak one in. Mario in Dallas. What's going on, Mario in Dallas?
Love my brothers, man. Love the show, man. Getting off of work, man. Hey, a couple weeks ago, y'all both were on a Saturday with the three-time Hall of Famer.
That was a Sunday morning.
That was a Sunday morning.
I
was just wondering, CA has all these stories, and this is my favorite segment of all the shows is CA Confidential.
Absolutely.
I want to know, did he ever meet Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac or Biggie. We'll ask him. I mean, would I be surprised if he did? No.
Would I be surprised if he had five photos with both of them hanging out in the
at
house
the same time?
I wouldn't be surprised. CA is that much of an OG.
We will find out. CA and I do the Specs tailgate show on Sunday after the game. So you'll have the pregame show. You'll have the game from 12 to 3. You'll have the postgame with Broadus and Wolchuk. And, of course, Broadus and Chiafalo do the pregame. And then you'll have myself and CA from 6 to 9 doing the tailgate show. So I will ask CA if he's ever met Tupac or Biggie. All right, Connor in Dallas, take us home.
Yo.
What's good? Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a first-year student at UNT.
Okay.
So nice. You can just imagine where I'm going to be on Friday night, right?
Big game Friday night.
Come on.
Big game.
I'm wanting to know, what are y'all's thoughts? Do you think it's going to be neck and neck the whole time? Do you think... Like, what do y'all think?
Well, I'm still for my boy Carter. We know Drew Messemaker's been balling out this year. USF has kind of been up and down. They're, you know, a top 25 school right now. But UNT will stay undefeated. I'm going to go 30-28. I think it's a close game. Nail biter. Drew Messenmaker, is he the best quarterback in all of college football?
Yeah.
He might be. So I got to be in a close game down to the wire, but I got UNT coming out on top. Hopefully you as well, if you're a Go Mean Greener, that you're also pulling for UNT in a blackout game.
You talking to me, or are you talking to,
Connor
in Dallas?
I'm talking to Tolos, yeah. Connor, everybody. I think we got time for one more call. Whoever wants to be that person.
Well, I don't know.
No. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Right now, you got 30 seconds to speak now or forever hold your peace.
Or you're shadow banned.
Or you are shadow banned. Or if you've got a better job than being a personal shopper.
That was okay. Pretty cool.
That's going to be tough.
That's a tough one to beat. That is a tough one to beat. I mean, look, Rodney and Waco may be living the dream right now. Single, 147 IQ, and he's a personal shopper.
Someone said, is that just like coach speak for Instacart shopper?
Look, I'm not. He's going to call us back. I think we can feel confident that Rodney will call us back. I'll tell you what, solid ball, solid.
Yes, solid.
I can't remember. I had a word in mind.
Put him through.
Just go straight through. Just put him straight through. Just let him on. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Cliff, calling from Fort Worth.
Wes in Fort Worth. What you got, Wes in Fort Worth? 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I think I got the Cowboys winning this weekend. I think they're going to tear them up 49-7.
Wow.
Let's go, Wes.
49-7. You heard it here first.
Love it.
Four touchdown passes, and the one touchdown for them will come from Rico.
We love some Rico. I love it. Here.
Four touchdowns from Wes in Fort Worth.
Put them through.
All right, one more. 30 seconds or less. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Patrick, calling from Dallas.
Patrick from Dallas. What do you got, Patrick, in Dallas?
Y'all know Rodney's the Instacart shopper, right?
Way to ruin the lore.
I mean,
Patrick called in.
Patrick, did you just call to piss in our post toasties? Is that what you just did? Did you just ruin what we were? He said he was a personal shopper.
Yeah, it's very personal.
Do you know, Rodney?
Patrick, what do you, Patrick, since you want to be Mr. Big and Bad, what do you do, Pat?
I'm a freelance photographer.
Freelance photographer. What's the last thing you shot for?
I used to shoot for the Cowboys.
Okay. Come on, Patrick.
Look at the nice flex. Do you know Rodney and Waco? Is that how you know he's an Instacart guy, or are you just speculating?
That's my cousin.
Are you serious? Are you lying right now?
Yeah, no.
You capping?
I just heard personal shopping. I was like, oh.
That's fair. A lot of people on text messages are saying the exact same thing. Real quick, 5 seconds. Who wins on Sunday?
Cowboys always, but that means it could not also be the Cowboys.
Okay, Patrick. You know what? You're just being difficult now. We love you, brother. Be safe tonight. All right, we got to go. Last hour of the show. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.